ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said widespread flooding continues and the statewide impact is massive. He says there have been multiple fatalities, and ABC's Samara Theodore says the impact is not limited to Kentucky.
95% of Kentucky right now is under some type of flood warning, and even more critical, in West Virginia, we've already experienced evacuations as we have rare and catastrophic flooding currently occurring.
There are hundreds of thousands of power outages across the South, and with more rain in the forecast, organizers have moved the start of the Daytona 500 forward by 1 hour. President Trump's expected to attend. President Trump is the best friend in the White House Israel's ever had, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after his meeting today with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. ABC has learned the secretary will be part of a high-ranking U.S. delegation traveling to Saudi Arabia for talks focused on bringing an end to the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wild enough to tame you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cowboy's a wild man, but oh, what a mild man. The wildest of cowboys can be. One girl can subdue him if she'll fill and coo him. Then goodbye to his liberty.
Betty Grable did a lot of singing in the movies, but who remembers any of those tunes? Wait, the show is still young. Stick around. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of light snow out there. Accumulations an inch or less. Temperatures rising to the mid and upper teens for this afternoon, but blustery northwest winds up to 30 miles per hour will take that wind chill down below zero. It's 18 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
In your eyes, bright as the stars, we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for stop to think of weather. This little dream might fade. We put our hearts together. If there's a cloud above and it must rain, well, let it. But for tonight, forget it.
When I'm in the mood for love, you're in the mood for herring. When I'm in the mood for herring, you're in the mood for love. Love is a fragile thing, delicate and elusive. Herring is not conducive. When I'm in the mood for love, why stop to think of herring? Let's let our passion flower. Then, darling, if you're still caring, you can have herring. in half an hour. That's the bitter laughter of married people that you're hearing. Herring can always wait. Herring does not mind waiting. Meanwhile, I'm marinating. I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, what a sweet love song. Here's another one, a great version, Homer and Jethro.
Thank you.
Patience and Prudence. That was them. Here they are with their big hit, 1956. An old song, Patience and Prudence, revived in 1956. Big hit. Seemed to be forgotten today. His name is McIntyre. Born in 42, 45, respectively. The dad was a band leader. Worked with Sinatra back in the 40s, beginning of his career. Now that was just a demo record. 1927, Gene Austin had one of the hottest selling records of all time. My Blue Heaven. Well, he premiered Tonight You Belong to Me. Billy Rose wrote it. That was number 11 on Billboard's chart. They showed up back in 78 to be on the Dick Clark Bandstand Show. So we never wanted to sing. We were just an accident to be successful. In fact, their dad said, I don't want these girls anymore in the business. So he declined all further offers. Prudence died a year and a half ago at 78. Of the Stars. Love doing this program. The Patience and Prudence duet also repeated it with All I Do Is Dream of You. That never made it anywhere on the charts. Maybe because her dad said, I don't like you girls singing. True story. It's sad in a way. But there's reasons, I guess, for everything. Well, the music of the stars.
They said we must go out and find them. And then as we tiptoe behind them, we'll make them dance. A band was softly playing, sweet music filled the air. Turn around, my dream kept saying, I did, and you were there.
Now there were Caesar and Cleo, and then to become Sonny and Cher. I have another duet for you. They were very famous back in the 50s. They had a couple of big hit songs. Tonight, You Belong to Me. Gonna get along without you now. Their last name is McIntyre. You know, Miss Patience and Truth.
Well, I'd say this. Making two hit records really didn't mean much to us because we didn't work for it. We didn't want to be performers. And it's like anything else in life. If you work hard for it, then it's an achievement. But it was just an accident. And it's almost like a dream now.
Patience was a marketing executive, and now she's writing a biography.
Prue married a great guy who's a cinematographer, but he was a recording artist, too. He was with the Standells in the 60s, and they live here in Hollywood.
Probably one of the very few people in this world that has a gold record that's a 78.
One more from Patience and Prudence. Here's a flip side, Mark McIntyre Orchestra.
Pull up an easy chair and sit yourself down and lean back. While we tell you about the folks who live in the town of Greenback. They never had to work on hands and knees. Cause they live in a place where money grows on trees. Oh, money tree, the money tree.
beautiful sight you see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? There isn't a person in town who isn't a legal spinder, and they never wear frown for lack of that legal tinder. They're all 10 years ahead on their income tax, and the whole town's driving next year's Cadillacs. It's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? Well, it grows fresh new bills that snap and crack as fast as you pick them, it grows them back. Every day there's a bumper crop with a $1 million bill way up on the hoe. Chair and sit yourself down and lean back. Then close your eyes and suddenly you will see that beautiful, lovely, wonderful money tree. Oh, money tree, money tree. It's a beautiful sight to see. Why couldn't it happen to you and me? Why couldn't it happen to you and me?
Mark McIntyre wrote that just to fill up the B-side on Gonna Get Along Without You Now. The flip side, I bet you it's the first time it's been on air for decades. Here, Johnny Kay, another mystery. No, it's not Perry Como. It's Johnny Kay. Nice tune, 1949.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been? Every night I've said a prayer for you. Where have you been? A million dreams ago, I knew somehow I'd know the moment that I saw you standing near me. I've been watching every thoroughfare. Where have you been? Hoping maybe I would find you there. The loneliness and tears have passed, for now I have you here at last. Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you.
I've been watching every thoroughfare. For now I have you here at last. Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you. Without me, I thought you cared about me. Where are you? is my heart. Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. We said goodbye, love. What had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through. Must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you? Where are you?
Harold Anderson, Jim McHugh, Julie London.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we've parted. Said goodbye, love. What had we to gain when I gave you my love? Was it all in vain? Must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you?
Gordon Jenkins, Frank Sinatra.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. The dream we started, I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? said goodbye, love. What had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? Must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain?
Adamson. Great tune. I wish there were more versions. Here's Tony Bennett. The Bergmans wrote this, Alan and Marilyn. More on them in a bit.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep a song from fading too fast?
every day to make it better as it grows. With any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
I know.
How long do you keep the music?
The way I feel for hearts now or never.
How do you make it last?
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows.
With any luck, then I suppose the music
The Bergmans won 3 Oscars for The Way We Were, Windmills of Your Mind, and the soundtrack to Streisand's Yentl, and received 16 nominations, 3 of them in 1983 alone. The couple also won 2 Grammys and 4 Emmys, and were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Bergman also became the first woman elected to the American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers, and later served as the chair and president, and was also the first chair of the National Recorded Sound Preservation Board of the Library of Congress. A SCAP president and chairman, songwriter Paul Williams paid tribute to Bergman, saying in a statement, "It is with deep sadness that I personally, and all of a SCAP, mourn the passing of Marilyn Bergman, one of the greatest lyricists who ever lived and truly a SCAP royalty. She was a brilliant songwriter who, together with her husband, Alan Bergman, gave us some of the most beautiful and enduring lyrics of all time."
Light the corners of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten everything? every line. If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful, and yet what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So is laughter. We will remember whenever we remember the way we
was going to graduate school in New York, and she fell down a flight of stairs and broke her shoulders. So she had to come out here to California because her parents were here. And she played the piano beautifully. I mean, she went to the High School of Music and Art in New York as a piano student. And she, one of her jobs had to do with playing the piano for a lyric writer by the name of Bob Russell, who was a wonderful lyric writer, but he was not a musical lyric writer. He couldn't play piano or anything. And she would go after school and play piano for him. They didn't have tape recorders in those days, so she would play the melodies over and over again. And some of the songs that emerged from that were a couple of Duke Ellington songs, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till
like that that she played for him, and he got the inspiration to write the lyrics. So she was influenced by that. Yeah, well, I was working with Lou in the morning, and she was working with him in the afternoon. And one day he decided to have his AM lyric writer make his PM lyric writer. And we met. And we wrote a song that day, not a very good song, but we enjoyed the process. And that was in 1956. And we've been writing together ever since.
City brings back a lot of memories for me because I'm one of the lucky people who had a mentor when he was very young, and my mentor was Johnny Mercer.
this morning when I woke up, Good Times was on television. We were having a conversation about theme songs, but back then, you know, there's some more iconic.
You know, it's wonderfully challenging to write, first of all, they're 45 seconds long. That's all you have.
At most.
To establish the character or the environment that you're going to have for the next, and make that something that the people don't get bored with hearing every week, you know. In show business, you have to have a lot of things.
A lot of things going on, yeah, of course.
So we're starting to work with Marvin Hamlisch on another project, and we have this show called Up Close and Musical that we wrote with Cy Coleman. So there's a lot of things.
A lot of things going on.
You have to have
Hamlisch. Some of those written by a friend of mine, I think is really one of the finest composers for motion pictures. His name is Michel Legrand. This is one of his lesser-known compositions, but it's formidable music by a great composer. It's called Pieces of Dreams. Little boy lost, in search of little boy found. You go wandering, wandering, stumbling, tumbling round, round. When will you find what's on of your mind, and why are you blind to all you ever were, never were, really are, nearly are? Little boy falls in search of little boy true. Will you be ever done traveling, always unraveling you? You running away could lead you fishing in streams for pieces of dreams. Those pieces will never fit. What is the sense of it? Is the sense of it, little boy blue? Don't let your little sheep roam. It's time, come, blow your horn, meet the morn. Look and see, can you be far? Oh,
Star, Manhattan Transfer.
Pieces of dreams, islands and oceans, lovers marooned in each other's arms, just you and me. The sand and the sea, all alone and drifting it seems, floating away on pieces of dreams, to Robinson Crusoe's castaway hearts, shipwrecked in
Stand by for news on CBS. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Hamas must be destroyed. Those were his words following his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who called President Trump the best friend to Israel there's ever been in the White House with unified goals.
None of them are more important than Iran. Israel and America stand shoulder to shoulder in countering the threat of Iran. We agreed that the Ayatollahs must not have nuclear weapons.
ABC News has learned Secretary Rubio will be part of the U.S. delegation heading to Saudi Arabia for talks intended at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. In the United States, President Trump will attend today's Daytona 500. The start of the race moved forward by an hour because of the weather forecast. Rain across the South has already had a widespread impact. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said there are multiple fatalities in his state. And the Vatican says Pope Francis spent a tranquil second night in a Rome hospital. This is ABC News.